Holy shit.
Yeah, me too. I'm trying not to laugh.
Nah, man. I feel good, man.
Because I'm like, once he starts this intro, I'm going to die.
What's going on, everybody? All
right. I should have said shit.
Yeah, it's all good, man. All right, guys. Welcome back to the Collective Podcast. I'm your host, Devin Simmons. And I don't have any of my co-hosts with me today. But, you know, that's okay because... it's kind of a host chat. I guess y'all like my co-host for today.
Yeah.
Y'all thanks. Did. Y'all yeah. Good with that?
Yeah.
Cool. I got my boy, AJ. We've been friends for...
what's going on?
Goddamn how long?
Since 2017.
Really? 3 years. And then man. I got a new friend, Andrew. How you doing, bro?
Good. How are you?
Good, man.
So, shout out Detroit.
Detroit. Y'all want to start yeah. there?
Damn, honestly, yeah.
Because I have questions because, like, I've been, like, seeing your life through your Snapchat story like, the last 2 years.
Yeah, shit's so, like, been
it's been
shit fest.
Rocky, but we're not going we're gonna get there. But,
yeah.
Basically, y'all were living in Detroit for how long?
Him, his whole life. I went there February.
February.
Yeah, yeah, February.
Do you want to disclose why?
Yeah, man. yeah, just making dumb decisions. I used to work at True Green, okay. So I was, like, spraying lawns and shit. One day, I got a phone call from one of my boys, you know, hey, you wanna make some shit happen? I'm like, what you talking about? I can get you some more money. I'm like, oh, I already know where this is going.
Yeah.
But he started talking bag talk and tree and, you know, pretty much from there, I was like, I saw the potential of money I can make. And went through a bad breakup, so it left me kind of depressed. In a way to where I was like, you know what, fuck it, I don't want to work a job no more, you know, there's no purpose with this shit, like, fuck it. So after that, started trapping, you know, and I was getting quick money, shit was good, shit was nice, you know. I fucked up, I was doing it out of my parents' crib. Mm-hmm. Eventually got caught up. They found out, they gave me two options. They said, you know, either, you know, you change your lifestyle, you know, get back on your feet, get a job and keep progressing, or, you know, and get rid of the shit too, because they found a decent amount of weight. So
word.
You know, when they approached me on it, they let me know, you know, get your life back on track or get rid of it and get out, or get out, you know. So I wasn't just gonna get rid of that huge amount, so I was just like, all right, I guess I'm out. So I packed my stuff, and it happened around like 8-9 o'clock, so I didn't really at night, so I didn't really have an opportunity to, you know, figure out my next step, where am I gonna go.
Right.
So I hit up D3 and I was like, hey man, can I spend the night? I already am trying to figure out a game plan and see what's going on. He's like, yeah, stay here. I let him know the situation. He's like, you're good. I hit Andrew up, I let him know the situation, what happened. I'm like, man, I got kicked out, this and that. And at the time, he was staying with his girl in Detroit, so, you know, he gave me the okay. I just remember reading the message after I told him. He's like, just pull up. Like, dude, you're straight. Like, there was no questions asked, you know, nothing. I was just like, damn. All right, I'll see you. I'm leaving at 6 in the morning.
Right.
I woke up, started my drive there, and...
you drove there?
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah,
that's a yeah. trip.
And then, it's a crazy story, but I'll let Andrew finish the second half.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Let's get an intro into the mix.
Oh, yeah,
so
shit's crazy.
So, when do you go up to Michigan? Are you from here?
No.
So,
you're
born and raised.
Okay. Okay, yeah. So you're already there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he's who I hit up when, you know, I wanted to go.
So, where's the connection?
Boot camp.
Yeah.
Boot
we were
camp.
In the military together.
Yeah. Oh, my... bro, so, I forgot you were enlisted.
Yeah.
AJ, you got a lot of layers, mind you. You got a lot of layers, yeah. bro. Because I remember
only
you,
23.
I remember you cut your shit. I was
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Wow.
Cut my shit.
So y'all military. Enlisted at the same time?
Nah, we met in MRP, which is like when you get hurt, get fucked up.
He was there before me.
Yeah, I was
there before me. He was about to graduate.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And pretty much, I was there on the island for about a month. And when I got injured, we were in the same, like, medical platoon, like, getting taken care of and figuring out the next step.
Yeah.
And then we both found out, you know, we're being sent home because of our injuries. Mm-hmm. So then pretty much we went through the whole process until getting shipped out together. So we just kept in good contact. And, you know, after we both got shipped home, we still kept in contact. And I started talking to him about music and how, you know, I started producing. And I used to start rap. I started off rapping. But
we'll get there.
You know.
We got a song together.
Exactly. Exactly.
Which I still listen to your verse every day because you ate that shit, dog.
That shit's crazy.
Shoot, my shot number seven, Mellows. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Did you, oh, man. Did your boy ever finish it? Because I'm pretty sure he just had to do another verse because it was going to be like a hook and then a verse.
I don't remember, but we put the song out.
Yeah.
That was
probably like a year after.
Yeah.
You know, we were in contact because after that it was just.
Actually,
it
might have been a little bit less because we put the album that was supposed to go on came out in like October. So
yeah.
That's like, what, 4 months maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So y'all meet up in, or you meet him up in Michigan. And
after that, it was just work on music, straight grind.
Yeah.
You know, hustle. What sucked is I went to Michigan in the end of February. So I was really only trying to get stable within the first week to 2 weeks I was there. Corona hit.
Yeah.
All the places started closing, you know. No way of getting a job, no way of getting money, you know. Yeah. So, you know, Andrew, he really helped me out, man. Kind of took me in and, you know, helped me make sure, you know, there's a possible way for me to get back on my feet. So, big
like
shout out to Andrew.
Yeah, he sounds
for sure.
Like a good guy.
On some
man.
Real shit. Oh, yeah. On some real shit.
That's what's up. I love that family mentality that
I swear.
You can adopt with people that you barely knew.
Oh, yeah. That's why I'm going. That's why I'm trying to go hard now because, you know, trying to progress in the music.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get in a good position and just be able to take care of, you know, the people that have my back.
Right.
So.
And
it's a tough goal, but
but it's attainable, dude. It's attainable if you stay consistent.
Yeah, facts.
And it seems like you're doing that. So before we get into the music, with the whole moving out situation of like red pill, blue pill with your folks, how is that now? Is it even a thing, or is it still a rocky road?
It's honestly still a rocky road, you know, because I got in a position where I needed, you know, their help, and I asked if I could, you know, chill at their spot for a little while when, you know, I was going through some shit.
Yeah.
And they just said, you know, tough love, you know, we love you, but we really don't want you back type shit. So I was just like, damn. After that, it was a mind opener. I'm like, there's no going back. Whatever hustle I can do right now to get some money, I'm going to do it.
So, you know.
I had the bad thoughts. I was like, man, I want to make some fucked up decisions to get some money. But, you know, I'm trying to stay clear of that because, you know, I had times where it was like every day it felt like it was coming closer and closer.
Yeah.
And, you know, with this engineering, you know, I started. We'll get to that. It's another layer.
Yeah. We're about to get into the music talk.
Yeah,
but,
I can drift off into so many different conversations. Bro.
That's facts.
So.
I'm going to start it this way because
this
was when we were working at, by the way, what was the name of the lawn company? I don't even, I'm
Wait,
not
going. Which one?
Brian's? Brian's, yeah. Which, how fucking funny would it be if he like found out this happened and just pulled it up? Hey, Brian.
That'd be legend. What's up, Brian?
On that big ass TV you bought from Best Buy or whatever.
I swear to God.
But
no, we don't want to come hang out with Will.
But no.
Shout out to Will though. He was
yeah,
dope.
Thanks.
Dope.
I guess.
Anyway. We'll explain that later.
So, actually, you know, it's funny. Like 2 weeks before I left, he busted his truck up. I think.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Man.
Good times. But anyway, I remember it was like maybe our second or third time driving together in 1 week.
Yeah.
And it was like my second week ever. And I remember we were on our way home, pretty fucking high.
Yeah.
And you started playing one of your songs, which was Drip Drop, I think it was.
Yeah.
You remember that song?
Come
you started playing that, but drip, yeah, but yeah. You didn't tell me it was you. So I'm like, I'm sitting over here, and you're like, you like this shit? I'm like, yeah, it's fucking fire. He's like, it's me. I was like, nigga, what?
That ain't you.
I was like, yo.
I played it so cordial, bro. I swear to God I did.
Bro.
I remember that. I pulled the song open.
Mm-hmm.
Like
you kept looking at me. You was
down
like.
The road. At first, I just kept straight, and then the beat dropped, and I looked over. I was like. I saw him. I was like, yes, sir.
That's when you started cheesing. I was like, nigga, what's so fucking funny right now?
You, like you said with that next question.
Facts.
Is this shit hard?
So, it was hard. So,
yeah.
Yeah. And then from there, mm-hmm. we ended up collabing. We ended up doing, and I just like followed your music. I think I was your number one fan.
Facts, man. You, yeah, that, you were the one that showed the most support to it. You know,
I fucking loved it. I even like that. God damn, what did you cover? I think it was La Flair freestyle. You did a freestyle over.
Oh, the Larry League.
The Larry League song. I was like, this shit is hard, dog. If you have that still, I want it.
All right, I'll send it to you. Yeah. Bet. Nobody else has it. So
Nobody else
but me. Yeah. I'll send it.
Yeah, so basically all those songs, your SoundCloud's booming. I'm like, I fuck with it.
Yeah, I haven't touched that one in a minute. I wonder what numbers it's doing, honestly.
You gotta look at it, man.
I got to.
I always go back to my old SoundCloud because at that time I was doing the DJ mix thing.
Mm-hmm. What I noticed about like our wave was, you know, it started like 2016 going through 2018 was when music for our generation was starting to boom.
Yeah.
Like, boom. Yeah. Like, it hit before, like, through high school and middle school for us. But, like,
at that point, they were
something about 2016 and up was like.
Even 2015.
It was up there. So, whenever you drop a song, you could be you don't even have to be really known.
Yeah.
And you're dropping 300, 400 views. And you're like, damn. Because, like, music was starting to become the wave. SoundCloud started becoming a thing. Yeah. So, people started jumping on that. And I don't know, man. From there, I was posting music, and it's like 300 views, 400 views, and I'm like, yeah, I'm doing something right. I stopped. I just slowed down because I felt like that wasn't enough, and I wasn't doing anything right. I wanted big numbers, not realizing if I would have stayed consistent, big numbers would have hit. So then I finally like when I went to Michigan, started dropping music, and like I'm trying to get people involved in it, and I wasn't seeing the same results I was seeing like years ago on SoundCloud, because you know I never had to go and like post myself a lot or get like a lot of attention for people to view my shit. It would just be drop it, I'm getting like a lot of likes. Like I never needed the attention, like never had to chase it. And like I said, started posting recently, and it's like 50 views, 60 views. You're like, oh man, I don't know. It doesn't seem like it's the same, you know?
Yeah.
So, well, just because everybody's doing it now.
Yeah.
Before, not everybody was doing
it. That's how it was.
It.
I think in that generation. Yeah, that generation, like, now it was like, weird. Because, like, anybody could get on. Like, exactly. I was just posting DJ mixes that were shit to me.
Yeah.
And one of them has, like, 250K right now. For no fucking reason.
Yeah,
for the guy, one of the rappers in the group of the mix shared it, but like it was just a repost. I was just like,
one day you're like 5K, then the next day you're like 20K. I'm like, dude, your numbers are skyrocketing.
It was fucking crazy, and I wish
what's it at now? 255.
Yeah, which I wish I wrote that wave a little bit better and like got better at DJing. Yeah. Just much,
but
like,
that you don't know. The next shit you drop is gonna do the same thing.
Maybe I don't know, but like,
or it might just hit that streak I'm talking about to where it's like, you drop some shit and it's like, if you're not getting mad advertisement, people aren't paying attention to you. I swear.
Mm.
Before you just post some shit, everybody's like in tune. Like,
yeah.
Damn, I don't know who AJ is. I don't know who Sane is. I don't even know who Devin is. But for some reason, he's got numbers. Now it's like you do it and. You know, you gotta go everywhere.
Yeah, you
follow
gotta
me on this.
You gotta
you know, heavy follow me on this. Post.
You
me
have
on
to
this.
Be a presence online, which
constantly
is kind of draining, because the internet's not always the most forgiving place with like critique about your product or whatever the fuck you're putting up on the internet. So
right.
But basically, when did you feel like you stopped like picking up the pen and doing rap?
When I started the internship.
Really?
Run that back.
Because, I mean, I don't remember when I didn't start, like, I don't remember when it was, like, a sudden stop to you rapping. To me, it was, like, I got that.
You know what? It stopped when I started producing music.
And when was that?
Oh, man.
Because I faintly remember hearing you do that.
That was, like, November of...
18, right?
No, it was October of 18.
Cause I remember you dropped a song.
Yeah,
it was like a White Room was the cover or something like that. I don't know if that rings a bell.
Man, I can't even remember that shit.
Yeah, but you dropped the song.
So much has happened. Probably
it might have been because you dropped that, and then it felt like a month later.
Yeah.
You were starting to do like producing, and I was like, oh, this is sick.
Because
you're gonna be making your own beats.
I had one goal of making my own beats and coming to D3s and recording, you know, recording music.
Yeah.
And then I was so intrigued on how I was making music, as in just creating a beat from a blank canvas. Something about that was like a vibe, and I was like, damn, I like this shit.
Yeah.
And then I found out people were making money from it, and I'm like, if I love to do this, let me find out a way I can make money from it, you know? Let me get good at it. I know it's not about the money, but somebody out there is going to pay you for your talent.
Absolutely, you know? Yeah.
They're going to see the potential in you and be like, yo, I need you on my team. I don't have a producer. Hey, I need you on my team. It just takes that right person. So, you know, just get that experience under your belt. That's another thing I want to do too. Just add this to the resume type shit. Yeah, music producer and engineer. Mm-hmm. Man, damn. Like, oh, shit.
Yeah, it holds some weight.
Oh, yeah. And then a lot of people are like, oh, well, you know, what's your social media, this and that. And then it's a totally different game if they hear you're getting paid from it. That's what's been an eye-opener lately, too, is everybody hears I'm a music producer, I'm an engineer, but there's no money behind it. You know, when you start getting paid from this shit, that's when you're like, oh, it's game time.
Mm-hmm.
It's game time. Because before, it was just free work. You're learning for experience. You're learning, you know, just to do it. That's it. There's no fallback behind it. You don't have a goal, you know. It's, I don't know, a different ballgame. And then you start getting older. You start leveling up. You start thinking of, like, different ways that you can try and make some shit happen. It gets tough because, you know, sometimes you just feel down and, like, you're stuck. But if you just keep moving, you know, eventually.
Yeah.
Eventually. So.
So, in that timeline, when do you start feeling like, okay, my beats are getting a lot better than, like, the first one? When do you start?
This year.
This year?
This year.
Really?
Yeah.
This year.
This man turned up this year.
January.
Yeah.
Really?
January is when I really noticed. Because, like, when 2020 hit, I had a New Year's resolution, and I flopped on it so hard. It was the three... Because I saw... it wasn't Murda Beats. I think it was Metro. Either Metro Boomin or Sunny Digital was one of them. They posted a 365 challenge as their resolution, which was make a beat every day. And I was like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to fucking do it. I only lasted about 2 months, probably 2.5 months.
That's still pretty good.
I gave up when it was almost time for March. Like,
yeah.
But every day I was dropping a beat, you know, cover, YouTube video, and just progressing. And that's when I started noticing, you know, I was putting out bullshit beats, but at the same time, I was starting to weed out the bad ones with the good ones, because I saw where everybody's attention was, like, going towards, and I'm like, that's the sound I need.
Yeah.
This is the sound I stay away from, you know? And then I kept posting on YouTube, and then I started getting comments from people, and, you know, just, man, you need more subscribers. Man, this is hard. Like, yo, your melody's crazy, your 808s are crazy, your drums are crazy. They're just speaking on just different shit. And these are people I've never even reached out to or just asked for their support. You know, it just came out of nowhere. So, yeah, this year, that's when I noticed
shit
was going hard. And I started playing my old shit.
You were like, nah.
I was like, this is not it. What the fuck was I doing? I got the EQ all the way up here. It's compressed as fuck. It sounds muddy as hell. 808s aren't on pattern. Like, so much shit. But it's dope, though, because some of them actually go hard. What I needed to do was just tweak a little bit of the pattern. Maybe the hi-hats or something needed to be changed. But other than that, I'd work the levels, and that shit was a hit. So yeah. I still got shit I need to go back and check out.
But yeah.
We'll see. So
that's crazy. So yeah. In the midst of that, you become an engineer, like, this year? Or, like, have you always been working on...
Shit, I still... Honestly, I'm considering myself an intern until I finished these sessions. So you see where we're at, DD3 Studios,
yeah.
You know? And he takes in interns, and it's about a 6-month to a year program, you know? I was very, very blessed and got the opportunity to slide a little bit earlier into the progression of, you know, becoming an engineer. Just every day showing the hustle and, you know, a grind for this shit and trying to stay consistent. Whenever D3, he's the one that runs this, the one I introduced you to earlier, one of the things he was saying is once you're ready to start your sessions, you got to do 10 of them. And after you finish 10, then you can officially start getting fully paid. So
that's awesome.
That's been the incentive. So
So how do you end up meeting D3?
Man, they moved into this neighborhood like nine years ago.
Okay.
And wild shit, but my family lives here, so
I was gonna say this looks very like
familiar. Yeah, we've been living here like 13 to like 14 years now.
Okay.
D3 moved when I was a freshman in high school. Okay. Like, didn't even start school yet, so it was over summer when he moved. When school started our freshman year, it was 2011, Dane came to the bus stop, same one I was at, and he's like, "You like music?" I'm like, "Yeah." "What type?" I'm like, "Rap, hip-hop, I really don't listen to anything else." I mean, I do, and I'm cool with all the other music, but that's where my ear's most fine-tuned. And he was like, "Yeah, my dad owns a studio." I'm like, "Oh, I bet." After school, you know.
So. You had it like all the way down.
Oh,
here.
My bad. Yeah, that's me starting to get slumped. You know? It was up here at first and then slowly.
Yeah. It's all good though.
No, but is this good?
Yeah, you sure?
Okay, cool. Shit, where did I leave off at?
You said at the bus stop with.
Yeah. So pretty much, he's like, "My dad got a studio." I was like, "Bet." So after school, got off the bus, we pulled up here. This room that's straight ahead, that's the B room now. But when you walked in, there wasn't like the booth right there. There wasn't tile, nothing like that. You walk in there and it was just a TV, two speakers, a keyboard, an audio interface, and you know, that's it, the basic setup. And you know, now all this is created. This was never here, you know. Yeah. It was just a blank white wall and like none of this was formed in this shape. And yeah, over 8 years he just slowly developed, you know. One studio became two. The garage, this used to be a garage, like the hallway we walked through, that used to be a two-door garage. And he had two vehicles parked in there. And then you see the crazy transition, like, yeah. Now there's a hallway, there's doors, there's rooms. So across here is Studio B. In front of this wall, Studio A. And Studio C is the smallest one that we walked by in that hallway. Right. So he just created multiple outlets and found ways to, like, outsource income. So... Biggest investment was his studio, and it's been paying off.
Yeah, it looks great.
Oh yeah, he went from him and his son engineering to now he has other people on payroll.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's just amazing to see. And he's branched off. He has another location in Smyrna, three other studios. He has an executive studio, Studio A and Studio B. Yesterday in the executive studio, he had Schoolie over there last night from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Wow.
So Schoolie was in there with Grown. That's his producer and engineer. So
that's it.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Oh yeah.
So Andrew, when are you into music? Or
yeah.
So when's your start? Like, what were you doing?
I was just chilling in Michigan. I remember he hit me up. He was like. He was just talking about music and shit, and
yep.
And because I had seen that he'd been making beats, and he was like, "Well, you work in music at all?" And I was like, "Not really. Like, I didn't know where to get started. I didn't know you could do any of that shit at your house." Like,
yeah.
Hey, watch out! Watch out! Don't swing it! Don't swing it! Damn.
It's all good.
It's all good. What's up, man?
Of course, bro.
Yeah. Hey, can you set it back to where it's like pointing on me?
If you can see us, if you can see all three of us, that's good.
You can see all three of us? Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah. You got Nietzsche in this bitch.
What's up, bro?
He's one of the engineers here.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, music producer as well.
Cool. So, back to you.
So, he hit me up. He was like, I didn't know where to get started. And I was like, and he was pretty much like, "Oh, you just find a DAW, get like a USB mic, plug it into your computer, and you can pretty much start recording yourself."
Mm-hmm.
I was like, "All right, well, just send me some beats then." And he was like, "All right." Started sending me beats. I would write, like, I don't have any of it saved. I don't all that shit.
It is what it is.
Trash. But, yeah, and then... when he moved up there, we just started working on music a lot. I was working a job at a Chevy dealership. Yeah. I'd go there from, like, I don't know, it was started at 8. I would wake up at, like, 6:30, work till 5:30, 6:30 some nights, and then go home and then work on music till, like, 2, 3 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sleep for a couple hours, wake up, and then...
Hustle.
Yeah. And then this internship came up, and I was like, fuck it. So I just quit my job, moved down here, and...
Trying to make some shit happen.
Yeah.
Right. Just cooking.
Yeah.
Just cooking, yeah.
That's what's up. So, nowadays, like, you're doing, like, producing, and...
I don't produce, no. I'm,
Interning for...
Interning and...
Engineering.
And writing. I do a little bit of writing and recording.
Okay. That's what's up. So, writing for other people?
No,
or yourself?
No, myself.
Yeah,
that's what's up.
Yeah.
He had one the other day.
That's what's up.
We did, what was it, 2-3 hour session?
Yeah.
Something like that, so...
Do you have anything out?
Yeah. Nothing that I'm going to share right now, but I'm about to drop something soon.
All
right,
bet.
I've been working on it,
yeah.
So yeah.
You definitely have to hit me up with a link for that, because I definitely want to hear it.
Yeah, I'll send them your information, bro. I got you. That was really the story. We talked about Brian. We talked about all that shit. And that's good for an episode one. Should or get Nietzsche in his bed.
I'm gonna have a session.
Damn.
I'm with that shit.
Hell yeah.
You got like a podcast or something?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. I'll link you in.
I got you.
Alright. Hell yeah, slide on this again. Hell yeah.
For sure, D3, bro. I'm trying to get my name on this shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, do that. That's hard.
So is it a paid internship?
No.
That's what I thought.
So far, I think the only thing I've heard, I don't know if it's like a rumor or what, but that, you know, when you do your first 10 sessions, those are half pay. But after the 10, then it's full. But, you know, could be a rumor.
I don't know. It wasn't like that when I was...
Facts.
I interned for a while, bro.
Like, yeah.
And then after a while...
Shit, oh yeah.
But it took me a while. Like, I was interning for a while. Like, I was interning for me and the Jet for like at least a year.
Damn.
It was probably right about a year type shit.
Hell yeah.
But I ain't know nothing.
Hey,
about
tell them watch out. Tell them watch out.
Watch out.
Good shit.
They was doing a podcast.
Yeah.
You want me to stop?
Zay's in this bitch.
Nah,
you good. See, sessions pop.
That's how I feel. I'm like, damn, I just fucked up.
You good. There really isn't no warning sign, you know?
Season.